The OG's passing thoughts from last night's Hall of Fame game. We know the Texans technically lost the game, but we all win from the experience. Before we get started with these passing thoughts, because one of them is an offshoot of one of my passing thoughts, all that hype around the new kickoff, I wasn't feeling it. It was just kind of meh, non-eventful. It didn't really do anything for me. I didn't hate it. I didn't love it. I was anticipating it just like everybody else last night. And then once it happened, I was like, oh, yeah, that's different. But yeah, I am not moved by it at all.
Well, that's my first one. That's my first passing thought. Let's not bury the lead here. I mean, they were talking about it last night, Joe Buck and Troy Aikman.
It was historic in a lot of ways.
It was historic. The entire league was watching. Here's my thought on that, though. It was, in fact, I put that, I wrote that down when I'm keeping my notes here. I wrote, it was kind of meh, the opening kickoff and the kickoffs in general. But to me, I wouldn't put too much into that. I would say it's still going to be a very exciting play. It's still going to be something that is going to actually determine games and you're going to want to watch, et cetera. And the reason is this, I use this analogy popped into my mind. It's like learning how to swim. Like when you first jump into a pool, you're a little unsure. You're stiff. You're a little slower. You're sort of like eyes wide open. Okay, what's going to happen here? That's what last night was to me.
Yeah, I just didn't really get much out of it. I saw a lot of more football nerdy people saying that they liked it, and it had mixed reviews.
It's hard to say you like it after that.
Yeah, what got me. Yeah. I saw some pretty smart football people saying, I like it. It looks good. And I'm like, what part of it? I mean, they even asked Devin Hester. They did the sideline interview with Devin Hester, the greatest returner of all time, being inducted along with Andre Johnson this weekend into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And he's like, I want to get out there and try it myself.
Yeah.
But it looks a little choppy right now to start.
It was learning how to swim.
Yeah.
Remember the first time you jumped into a pool when you were a kid or whatever?
Wasn't great.
You're
wasn't
just
great.
Like, what do I do? You're just stiffer and slower and unsure. That's what I felt it was. It's going to be good.
Well, and that is what the preseason is for, especially the Hall of Fame game, the extra preseason game, work out the kinks, figure out some things. I'm pretty sure there will be some things about it that look different throughout the course of the year. The league will make adjustments. Teams around the league will make adjustments, like you said.
And it was plain vanilla.
Oh, yeah. And they were definitely watching. Everybody was watching and taking notes, and they're going to make their amendments. I feel good about the fact that Frank Ross is the one that's running things for the Texans.
Boy, he was working that iPad or whatever that thing is. Not iPad, whatever they use.
Some kind of tablet.
Yeah.
Yeah, some tablet of some sort. It's probably Microsoft.
Microsoft, for sure. Yeah.
But definitely. Now, Seth mentioned this morning. From watching it, I know that they said that it's supposed to, like they want to mitigate injury or, lessen injury risk. I ain't see that either. You know what I mean? Like, them dudes was close to each other. Yeah. I mean, it still looked like football to me.
Not as much velocity, I guess, in their running.
I suppose.
All right, another passing thought. These running backs eased my mind.
Did they?
They did. These running backs eased my mind. I didn't know what to expect from Cam Akers. Like, zero. I had no expectation whatsoever. Dare looked pretty damn good.
Dare's fine.
He's reliable. I'll give you my other passing thought, because I literally wrote this down and I texted it to you. Who the hell is J.J. Taylor?
I was shocked that you said that, Lopez.
Because
Lopez.
Chris, did you know anything about J.J. Taylor?
I've heard of him before.
I've heard of him. But
not like, you know what I mean?
Like,
he is not. We have not done a J.J. Taylor segment.
No, we have
Let's just be honest about that. I'll be fair to you here, Lopez.
Yeah.
We have not done a lot of. We could probably even pull this. The J.J. Taylor references on In the Loop over the last 3 weeks.
Over, under 1.5?
Ooh, push.
Push.
I feel like we definitely mentioned him once, though.
Because
I noticed him, and then really this is the only time.
Mm-hmm.
One of those first practices we went to, before pads, before anything. Because I remember the running backs, this is just how we were situated out there.
Yeah.
They were closest to us doing their positional drills. And so I'm like, taking notes of who's who.
I got
to
see your notes on J.J.
No, no, no. Like, I'm talking about like attendance notes. Checking the roster. Mm-hmm. Who's number this? Who's number that? Like when I didn't recognize a guy.
Yeah.
Who's that? Oh, it was J.J. Taylor.
J.J. Taylor.
So, yeah.
But the running backs eased my mind. Another passing thought here. Yeah, you can call me crazy if you want. I really feel like we saw 3/5 of the starting offensive line maybe by the end of this year.
Come on now. We know who two of them are, but the third one, who job you got him taking?
Blake Fisher?
Who job you got him taking, Lopez?
I'm just saying injuries happen, little dings. And
that's why
and
he was out there for one reason
happen.
Last night.
But Juice Scruggs and Kenyon Green, hat tip. Hat tip. Here's another one, passing thought, not necessarily with the game itself. Those white on deep steel blue uniforms, they look pretty sharp.
Listen.
They look pretty sharp.
I'll mention later on in the show the things that I was wrong about. I don't think I even included this, but this was maybe the thing I was most wrong about.
Yeah.
The white uniforms. So when the uniforms came out, I was varying degrees of I like it or love it, right?
Yeah.
And the whites were my...
They were down on the bottom.
Hold on. Amend that. Pause. The white uniforms... The white uniforms.
Tell me about the whites.
The white jerseys were the ones that I like least. I didn't want y'all clipping that. The internet can be a very ugly place. The white uniforms were the ones that I liked the least.
Yeah.
I loved them last night.
Yeah, so you like the whites the least.
I loved the whites last night. Me and the whites were good.
Okay.
I ain't got no issue with the whites. Don't come for me.
No, those white jerseys were icy, man.
They were nice.
I was wrong about them.
And I got to admit, part of my passing thought was those were the ones I kind of liked the least, to your point.
Yeah, no, they were.
Just imagine these other ones are going to be pretty sharp on the field.
Also, since you mentioned the blue, it was appropriate that Andre Johnson was being celebrated and he's going into the Hall of Fame. Because the deep steel blue made me think about the old days of the Texans when Andre Johnson was first putting them on the map. Because as we know, the color got lighter over the years.
Yeah.
Those colors reminded me of the Andre Johnson, Seth Payne days of the Texans.
Yeah. This guy may not even make the team. In fact, I would guess he won't. But your eye immediately goes to number 90 on the field. Ali Gay. That dude's got to be 6'7". And he just looks the part. And number 90, something about that. Like, he looks like a dude out there. I don't know if he's going to make it. He made a couple tackles.
Yeah. One of their get-off-the-bus guys, I would say. I don't know how he fits into the positional depth and hierarchy or whatever, the pecking order, if you will.
Yeah.
But definitely one of their get-off-the-bus type of guys.
No doubt. Another passing thought right here. Shout out to Kalen Bullock. He showed a lot. Like he made a couple. He was out of position on I think one play for sure. Maybe another one.
I mean, definitely even that touchdown. Play.
He got beat. Yeah, he got beat.
The first touchdown. I mean,
but he made some plays, and all the things that were making him draftable were on display. He looked the part.
He was the rookie I was most excited about going in. Now that's changed a little bit now that we know Kamari Lassiter is for sure going to be a starter.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's pretty clear he's the one to be most excited about.
Yeah.
But on draft night, I said, man, this Kalen Bullock dude.
Yeah.
He's got flaws in his game. He's got some areas in which he needs to develop, no doubt about it. But the upside is very clear, very obvious. He is a playmaker. And what does he go out there and do? Makes the only real defensive play that I've got to talk to y'all about today.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was forcing that fumble, despite the fact that they didn't get it.
Yeah.
Him forcing that fumble, it also kind of debunked some of the ideas of him not being physical enough.
Mm-hmm.
He's got areas to work on in his game, but I am intrigued.
Another passing thought here. We may not know why Jalen Petrie did not play, but we know why Desmond King did. He got buttered toast. I mean, he got on that touchdown. He had the under, left him wide open. He's a good player. Dude was a Pro Bowler not too long ago, but he was on the field at a bad moment.
Yeah, the Desmond King, there definitely needs to be more discussed, I think, about what happened there.
Nickel, like, man, in general.
How it is that he, you know, he's been around on the team for a while and he's played well at various times, but just constantly finds himself, like, on the bubble, it seems like.
Yeah. One more for you here, and we were talking with Chris about this before the game. Tommy Townsend, as I said last week during training camp, as we were watching him boot some punts, nothing to worry about, folks. That dude can boot it. He can boot it. He's going to be real good for this squad.
Yeah, like I loved Cam Johnston. Don't feel like I'm going to miss him because of this guy.
Yeah.
Like just flat out. Don't feel like I'm going to miss him or bat an eye.